recently the temperatures began dropping, we all know that once the Marine Corps and America gets, fall has finally arrived, right? So fall is here no matter what the weather might be saying. And that should be a reminder to us that the liturgical year is coming to an end soon also. It comes to an end on Sunday of Thanksgiving weekend, November 25th. So we have three regular Sundays in ordinary time before that happens, and before we get to the Solemnity of Christ the King, and then move into a new liturgical year and move into Advent. So we'll only be hearing from the Gospel of Mark today and for the month of November. Now, why did I mention it? I mentioned it because what happens in the Gospel today is kind of interesting in the overall arc of Mark's Gospel. What we hear today is the last time we'll hear of Jesus' journey from Galilee to Jerusalem. The readings that we'll hear in November will be about Jesus in Jerusalem. We've been hearing about this travel from his home country of Galilee to Jerusalem for several weeks now. And what's interesting about this trip of Jesus is that it begins and ends in the same way. It begins with the cure. It begins with the cure of the blind. Before he leaves Bethsaida, which is up in the area of his home, he cures the blind. And today, right in Jericho, just not too far away from Jerusalem, almost at the end of his trip, he cures the blind. Scripture scholars say this is an interesting parallel between what's happening with Jesus and his disciples. For in this course of the traveling from Galilee to Jerusalem, what Jesus is trying to do is to have his disciples have sight about what he is doing. They expect the Messiah who will set them free politically, socially, and Jesus is telling them you're not quite seeing things clearly. You're a little blind. You should look at what's going on and see that I am a different kind of Messiah. And in fact, you'll see how different a Messiah I am when I get to Jerusalem. So it's the blindness of the disciples. It's the cure of the blindness of the men at both in Bethsaida and in Jericho. Certainly also asks about us, about what our blindnesses are as we follow Jesus. But what struck me today about the gospel was not so much the cure itself, but the way it took place. The way it took place was in a very public setting, right? In fact, the gospel said Jesus is being followed by a sizable crowd. So this isn't a quiet, private event. This is a very public event taking place outside the walls of Jericho. And there's almost a humorous interaction between Bartimaeus and the crowd. Bartimaeus begins screaming at Jesus, and the crowd says, be quiet. Jesus says, bring him here, and then the crowd says, okay, go to Jesus. So it's this very public setting in which there's an individual who is in need of healing, the crowd, and Jesus. Why did that strike me today about the gospel? Struck me today about the gospel because today, within this Mass, we're going to celebrate the sacrament of the anointing of the sick. Now, you know, the Masses or other sacraments take place within the Mass, right after the homily, things like baptism, confirmation, wedding, and ordination. In fact, most any sacrament can be put in that place with the exception of reconciliation. So it's not out of the ordinary to place the anointing of the sick during Mass, but it's not typically either. The tradition is developing here at Trinity is that what the reading is about the healing, the gospel has an appropriate time to bring the anointing of the sick to the Sunday assembly. Now, when you may think about it, you know, the anointing of the sick, you might tend to think about that as a private kind of event. Some of you may be old enough to still remember this extreme unction that happens to you right before you die, okay? And my favorite interpretation of the title is a grade school kid on a test once wrote in writing down seven sacraments that the title of this was the annoying of the sick. So it's not extreme unction, and hopefully it's not the annoying of the sick either. It is a sacrament that is placed today within Mass and the anointing of the sick. A distinction needs to be made between cures and healing. What we hear in the gospel is frequently about cures. where everything related to that disease vanishes. It completely goes away. Healing is not quite the same thing. Healing is more about becoming whole. It is more about somebody who feels somehow pushed out from the community because of what they are suffering to be brought back into the community and to realize that even though life may have changed for them, they are still valued by the community and the community still prays about them and their lives. That's why it makes a lot of sense to take the anointing of the sick and place it within Mass. In every sacrament, there are words and there are actions. Since we are Catholics, there are lots and lots of words. We'll be hearing those as we move forward. But what I'd like you to focus on are the actions. And there are two actions that are absolutely fundamental to the anointing of the sick. The first is the laying on of hands. Those who are to be anointed will first and will place my hands on their head. This is the calling down of the Holy Spirit. Okay? Then the next part is the anointing. Anointing of the forehead and of the palms of the hand. What is this anointing done? It's done with one of the three holy oils. It's called the oil of the sick. What kind of oil is that? It's olive oil. Olive oil is a perfect kind of sacramental symbol because it can be so many different things. A symbol is richer, a sign is richer when it has a lot of different meanings. Think of all the different meanings of olive oil. Olive oil is nutritious, right? You use it in cooking. In the ancient world in particular, olive oil was used in oil lamps to light the house. So olive oil was a source of light in the darkness. Olive oil also has a lot of uses as a skincare product, as a moisturizer, as a conditioner, or some people keep it in the kitchen if you burn yourself, rub it into the burn quickly. And because of all that, it's thought of as a type of strength. Think of the ancient athletes oiling themselves up with olive oil before a fight. So olive oil has this very rich meaning of all the different things it can be. Nutritious, enlightening, strengthening. But there's a catch. Where do we get olive oil? We get olive oil from the crushing of olives. We get olive oil, which is all these good things, from an act that is, at heart, violent. And think about where we're gathered today to celebrate this Easter. Think about wine. Think about wheat. How do we get bread and wine? Well, the grapes aren't crushed, the wheat is crushed. But here's the important part. Whether it's olives that are crushed, wheat that is crushed, grapes that are crushed, they don't go away. They're put to a new use. A use may not even imagine by that call of what was on the tree. A use that comes from the very fact that it has been transformed. It makes a lot of sense to me then that in the sacrament of healing, the primary sign is the anointing with oil. That oil, which is an olive that has been transformed, becoming something that it even didn't know it could be, in a way that can help people in surprising ways. This sacrament, the sacrament of the anointing of the sick, certainly in this setting, reminds those who are suffering that they are part of a larger community. But that oil in itself hopefully speaks to you about, maybe not a cure, that's the kind of thing Jesus did, but a healing in the sense of being whole, in the sense that life has changed for you, maybe in ways that will never go back, but even in this new state, in this new way of being, in being olive oil, in being wine, in being bread, that you're still being whole, that you still have an important role to play, and that this transformation is brought about by God. And so we pray with you and for you today that in the condition that you find yourself, this healing may strengthen you and allow you, like Bartimaeus in the gospel, to follow Jesus on the way, even though that way may be entirely different.